everyone. Welcome to Rated Par Reviews. Happy Tuesday. Hope you all had a fantastic weekend. I sure as hell know I did. It's been 5 days since my last post. Thursday and Friday, I had back-to-back concerts to go to that, I'm not going to lie, kind of put me out of commission for a bit. I haven't done that in quite some time. First one was Swollen Members, local Canadian rap group from Vancouver, and they were amazing. Then the next night, went to a DJ set by an upcoming group called Humans. Also, phenomenal show at a local nightclub called Imperial. They were awesome. So that kind of put me out for a couple days. Also, lots of things happening behind the scenes here for me. I'm about to launch my own social media business. Already have two clients signed on, so I was out making those connections, setting stuff up, bought a brand new Lumix GH4 camera to take pictures, take vlogs, videos, so I am so stoked for that. But today is a very important day and a very important episode for Rated Par Reviews because the Oscar nominations have finally been announced. This will be happening in February, and the nominations are very surprising. Few surprises, one giant snub, which if you have been following the Hollywood landscape, three guesses as to who got snubbed out of the Oscars. It was James Franco. So yeah, man. So here's how it's going to go down. We're going to get into these nominations. I'm going to break them down into sections per category. I will give a couple of my 2 cents on each category. So if you're somebody who just wants to know kind of the main categories, you can just skip to the next part. If you're on Anchor, you can just swipe over to the next section. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, they will be short little 2-minute intervals per one. So you can just skip ahead the next 15 seconds if you want. But here we go, guys. Oscar nominations, Rated Par Reviews. Nominations for Best Picture include Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Now, there's a lot of very good films in this section, all of them top notch. Let's just go down here. Call Me By Your Name. Obviously, it is the homosexual-fueled film. Very touching story. It has gotten, a lot of accolades for its subject matter and a few racy homosexual scenes in it. But I don't think it's going to take the top prize. Darkest Hour is obviously the Gary Oldman starring as Winston Churchill. It's a Winston Churchill biopic. Gary Oldman's performance has been gaining him tons of Best Actor nominations, but as Best Picture, don't know if it would take it. Dunkirk? Now that's one that I would put into the top running. Christopher Nolan's epic war film that felt like a hand was across your throat and never let go. And it did not let go until the very end of the movie. That has a serious contender to be Best Picture. Overall, you know, there's a lot of great performances in it. The direction is outstanding. But the film as a whole, as a complete package, really has everything at the height of its power. So I'm going to put that in my top list here. Get Out, obviously, I think this one has the most underdog chance of winning. Jordan Peele's magnificent racial thriller, as he likes to call it, was a standout this past year. Came out early in the game around January, February. Everyone talked about this film. Huge at the box office. It had a lot of political prowess behind it at this point. And I feel like with Oscar's last, you know, its history of not nominating a lot of, you know, ethnic leaders in their industry, I feel like this has a lot of political gain towards it winning. A lot of, not political gain, but a lot of people in the sidelines will be rooting for this to get Best Picture. And I think that if it did win, it'd be a big moment for the Oscars too, for it to win. Especially making up for that goddamn Moonlight fiasco from last year. So Yeah, Dunkirk and Get Out are in my top lists for sure. Lady Bird, now I haven't seen this yet. I do know that it is the top rated film of 2017 on Rotten Tomatoes. Tons of people love this movie. Great performances all around in it. Not sure if I'd put it in my top list though. Phantom Thread, also have not seen this yet, but it is, has all of my favorite artists in it, with Daniel Day-Lewis starring in it, and the director who's done Boogie Nights, There Will Be Blood, Magnolia, his name's escaping me right now, but he directed this film, and when it came out, it was more of them teaming up again, because they've teamed up for There Will Be Blood, and you know, it didn't get a ton of heat behind it when it came out, but I think just like the work in it obviously is worthy enough of an Oscar nomination. Won't take top prize though, I don't think. The Post, my god, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Steven Spielberg, the trinity of film. This film is about the Watergate scandal during the Richard Nixon president, during his presidency, and yeah, not a very good film, not gonna put it on top to win. The Shape of Water, now here we go. This one has had 13 nominations in the Oscars this year. Guillermo del Toro's brilliant, beautiful, romantic, twisted, weird film that's a love letter to 1950s film, a callback to Universal Monsters. This I will put in my top to win, for sure. Love that movie. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Lots of controversy, powerhouse performances, not in my top to win. Shape of Water, Dunkirk, Get Out, those are my top to win Best Picture. Lead actor, Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya, Get Out, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire. Okay, first off, the Daniel Washington nomination, totally random. I mean, you know, it's kind of been this, what am I trying to say? It's been kind of, you know, the usual thing in these award seasons that they seem to follow a pattern. They go from the Golden Globes to the SAG to, you know, a bunch of other different awards leading up to the Oscars, and for the most part, the same people keep winning the same prize. The lead actor who normally will get the Best Lead Actor Oscar normally wins that prize in SAG and in Golden Globe and a few others leading up to it. The nomination for Denzel Washington comes out of nowhere. He wasn't nominated for a Golden Globe, I don't think. I don't know if he was nominated for SAG. I'm pretty sure he wasn't. So, not saying that it's not deserved, because he's an amazing actor, but it's just funny how these names just kind of pop up out of nowhere, and I heard this, he was very good in this film, so good for you, Denzel. Keep getting those nominations. You're like the black Meryl Streep at this point. Or Meryl Streep is the white Denzel Washington. I'd rather say that. Obviously, Gary Oldman has been the front runner in this category. He has won most of the lead actor nominations so far for his crazy portrayal of... Now I'm forgetting it. Of Winston Churchill, there we go, in his very oddly looking fat suit and the mountains of makeup he's been wearing. But he is the front runner to win this. Daniel Kaluuya, again, the Get Out movement. If he won, holy shit, what an upset that would be. I am almost hoping he does, because that would just be such a great moment for the film, for the Oscars, for everyone. Daniel Day-Lewis, I mean, come on. Every time he's been nominated, he's won. I don't think it's going to happen this time. That would be really odd if he did. His performance doesn't have that much heat behind it than, you know, Gary Oldman's does. Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name. His performance as the 17-year-old boy on vacation in 93, meeting this doctor intern and turning it into this crazy summer romance. He is being praised for this, for his role in the film. He's super young too. I think he's only like 22 or something like that. definitely not going to win, but for him getting a nomination this early in his career, that's a win in itself. But again, for me, I feel like Gary Oldman's going to take this. There's been too much momentum for him not to get this, and he's never won an Oscar before either. So I know the Oscars like to kind of give, you know, their dues out to people who deserve it. So I feel like Gary Oldman's going to win, but man alive, I really want Daniel Kaluuya to win just for the upset of it all. Lead actress, Sally Hawkins, The Shape of Water. Frances McDormand, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Margot Robbie, I, Tonya. Saoirse Ronan, Lady Bird. Meryl Streep, The Post. This category is so neck and neck as far as acting goes, as far as their character goes, as far as execution goes. No one in this list is ahead by anyone by a large margin. It is neck and neck for each one of these actresses. Frances McDormand has had the momentum behind her. She's won most of the lead actresses awards. Sally Hawkins, though, has not been far behind. Frances McDormand has won most of the major ones, the Golden Globes, and a few others. But I feel Sally Hawkins has won a lot more of the smaller awards underneath her. So they are definitely neck and neck to win. I mean, Meryl Streep, again, every time she's nominated, much like Daniel Lewis, she seems to win. But again, the momentum for her to win isn't there this year. Saoirse Ronan, again, she won lead actress in the Golden Globes, and Frances McDormand won best actress in a musical comedy or something like that, because those categories are super stupid and fucked. Margot Robbie, I, Tonya. I really like this movie. It's literally been described and is very aptly described as Goodfellas on ice. shot in a very Martin Scorsese style, lots of long tracking shots with 70s rock in it, people just swearing, fuck you, people getting bashed in the kneecaps. I really like this movie, and she is really, really good in it. She does a fantastic job as Tonya Harding. But The Shape of Water, as I said earlier, has 13 nominations behind it. And as a film, it was probably one of my favorites of the year out of everyone. Just, it had everything that I love in cinema, just with the creation of those universal monsters, inspired creations, old 50s cinema, musicals, romance, you know, all of it. Loved it to death. But, oh, this is a really hard one to pick, but I think I'm going to pick Sally Hawkins to win. I feel like Frances McDormand has the heat behind her, but Sally Hawkins, she stole my heart in that movie. I'm giving it to her. Supporting actor, Willem Dafoe, The Florida Project. Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Richard Jenkins, The Shape of Water. Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World. And Sam Rockwell, again, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Sam Rockwell has the heat behind him. He's won this award in most of the other award ceremonies. And I'd have to agree out of this list. I loved Christopher Plummer's short role in All the Money in the World. But compared to Sam, like, again, Sam Rockwell is one of those guys that has been in the industry forever and has turned out just epic, great performances again and again and again. And this director as well, Martin McDonagh, who directed him in Seven Psychopaths, that to me was one of my all-time favorite Sam Rockwell performances. And I can't believe it didn't get nominated that year. So I've been a longtime Sam Rockwell fan. So just for that alone, I want him to win this. I think he deserves it. I think it was, you know, put aside kind of the controversy of the story itself and sort of what his character goes through in the film. And, you know, a lot of people are debating that his character in Three Billboards, the arc that he goes through is a bit offensive. In that, you know, he's on screen saying that he's, like, beaten black men almost to death. And he does a lot of despicable, horrible acts in the film. and then the story kind of tries to make him have a redeeming hero arc at the end with like no seemingly bad repercussions. So a lot of people didn't like that about the movie itself, but at the same time, no one can deny the performance he gave was outstanding. And if you are a Sam Rockwell fan, you have to see this film. You have to see him in it. It is all time great. The rest of the guys in here, well deserved. Richard Jenkins in Shape of Water was also amazing. That's probably my runner up to win. Actually, I thought he was just so sweet, so innocent, and very different from a lot of the other kinds of roles he's done. A lot of other Richard Jenkins roles he's done in a lot of Coen Brothers movies and other kind of black comedies in that genre. He's either played a very weak character or a very selfish, angry type character. And in this, it kind of rides the line of him being weak, but it's also very heartfelt. Very heartfelt. And he hasn't really had a role like that in a while where he just like, you know, is scared in the inside, but really is doing out of love for his daughter and the people in his life. And I feel that if you haven't watched Shape of Water, I don't know if any of this is going to make sense, but hopefully you have. But just, I really hope that Sam Rockwell takes it home. He deserves it. But if not, Richard Jenkins, that's my second. Supporting actress, Mary J. Blige, Mudbound. Allison Janney, I, Tonya. Leslie Manville, Phantom Thread. Laurie Metcalf, Lady Bird. And Octavia Spencer, The Shape of Water. Okay, this one is just hands down Allison Janney wins. I mean, she is so horrible and despicable as Tonya Harding's mother in I, Tonya, and she does it in the best way possible. Kind of one of those bad guys you love to hate type villains. And, you know, it's kind of a weird mixed bag because she's just kind of fucked in the head and just really is an abusive, horrible mother, but is also in a fucked up way doing it because she loves her daughter and just wants her to succeed. But the only way she knows how to make her succeed is by being fucking horrible and shitty to her. And the other women in this category, you know, they were pretty good performances, but it's not even close to the lead actress nominations where they're all very much at the same level and any one of them could potentially win. This one, hands down, Allison Janney has it. She's won all of the other Best Supporting Actresses awards she's gotten, and in my opinion, none of these other women come close. Sorry. Best Director, Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan. Get Out, Jordan Peele. Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig. Phantom Thread, Paul Thomas Anderson. And The Shape of Water, Guillermo del Toro. So there we go. That's the name I couldn't remember at the time. Paul Thomas Anderson. Okay. Again, the heat is behind Guillermo del Toro. Shape of Water, as from a directing standpoint, all-inclusive, the art direction, the style, the movement, the just the setup of scenes. It's the most creative film to have been nominated for an Oscar in quite some time, I feel. He definitely has the heat behind him. And, you know, as much as I love Get Out for political reasons, as much as I love Dunkirk for thriller reasons, the sheer beauty of The Shape of Water artistically just cannot be denied and won't be denied. I feel like it is those three for them to win: Dunkirk, Get Out, Shape of Water. But I mean, Jordan Peele again would be the hugest upset, and I would not be sad if that happened. That would be a huge moment for the Oscars. Christopher Nolan winning for Dunkirk, he hasn't won an Oscar yet, and I feel it would be deserved for Dunkirk. But man, Shape of Water is just a league of its own as far as what the eye can see in a moment-to-moment shot. And a lot of film fans, half of them were super into it. The other half still liked it, but were just left a little confused as to the inspiration behind the film, because it's basically a romance 1950s inspired film. But the love interest is a woman falls in love with the creature from the Black Lagoon, essentially. Like, to the point where they have sex. And having sex with a weird monster is odd. But I totally dug it. I'm a comic book fan. I love monster movies. So I just dug it. I took it for face value. I was like, of course that can happen. And didn't think of it any other way. And I mean, you know, there's tons of metaphors within that relationship of someone being an outsider, foreigner, maybe physically scarred or injured, falling in love with somebody who also has a disability of some kind and finding common ground. I mean, that's a universal story and one that I definitely can relate to, having grown up with half my fingers on my left hand. I mean, it spoke to me very much so. And also, Guillermo del Toro is an amazing director who definitely deserves the nominations. And for him to get a win would open the doors for him even more creatively. I mean, he has a lot of doors open already, but historically, he's brought films to studios or had ideas for, like, he had a deal for a sequel for Hellboy, for his third Hellboy. And, I mean, to be granted, the reason the studio turned it down, Universal, was he wanted an outrageous budget for it, and they didn't trust him with it. But when you win an Oscar, man, people just say, do what you want, and its result is all on you, pretty much. So I'm stoked for Guillermo to win this. He most likely will, but if Jordan Peele won it, man, I would be thrilled. So now this is where the categories get into the subcategories of editing, cinematography, documentary, animated. So I'm just going to go over them a little bit quickly here because I don't want to take up an hour of naming all these. But animated, whatever one is Pixar, you know this. Every year Pixar wins. Coco is going to win. Loving Vincent, the hand-painted stop-motion animated movie, probably should win just for the sheer craziness of somebody doing that. A love letter to Vincent Van Gogh and did a stop-motion painted film. But Pixar wins every year. Coco will win. Adapted screenplay, you have The Disaster Artist. By the way, one of its only nominations, The Disaster Artist, is an adapted screenplay because of the sexual allegations made to James Franco. Literally killed his chances of being nominated at the Oscars. The Oscars don't want any more controversy. They don't want to do anything that's bad in the public eye. Because if that hadn't come out, Disaster Artist would have been nominated probably for a Best Picture. It would have been nominated at least James Franco for a lead actor nom. And that just got washed away. Best Original Screenplay. Probably Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Martin McDonagh is one of the best screenwriters around. But Jordan Peele, again, for Get Out. Everything he's been nominated for, I'm rooting for. And I think Martin McDonagh would win, but Jordan Peele, again, would love the upset. Back to what I was saying before about adapted screenplays before I jumped ahead. We got Logan in there, Molly's Game, Mudbound, Disaster Artist, and Call Me By Your Name. Just for being a comic book fan and because this is the only nomination Logan has, I want Logan to get a fucking Oscar. So, Logan, adapted screenplay, I'm on your side. Cinematography, I could name off the other nominees, but hands down, Roger fucking Deakins, Blade Runner 2049. Holy shit, if you haven't seen that film, what is wrong with you? It's on DVD now, but you really should have seen it in the movie theater because the scope and the beauty, the way that film was shot, was undeniable. And Roger Deakins is one of the best cinematographers in the game. He is gonna win, hands down. And then you got your documentaries, your best foreign films, editing, sound mixing, all this. I think the last one I'm gonna predict here is original score. And John Williams, give it up. Last Jedi, I mean, Hans Zimmer, I think, would be a close second for Dunkirk, Dark Knight, anyone. But it's John Williams, man. I gotta give it to him. All right, guys, that is all for me. Thank you so much for listening to this Oscar nominations list of Rated Paw reviews. And I will have my Black Knight After Show episode finally doing it today, man. And you can follow me along with Black Lightning episodes from here on out, and gonna have a movie review up soon, all kinds of fun content. So anyone who's listening to this, thank you so much. I appreciate you, love you, and stay tuned for more content.
Thank you.